Good evening. I want to take a few minutes more interested in what these two guys up here have to say about weed resistance and management than I can probably give you perspective on. But one of the things that we have a problem, and we have a bigger problem with weed resistance, especially in Northeast Arkansas. For those of y'all who don't have a weed resistance problem in your area, it's coming, and it's coming fast, and you better get prepared for it because it's nothing like any insect that's resistant that we've ever faced. We started out several years ago with mare's tail or horseweed. That was a different critter in amongst itself for us to control and get a handle on. We moved from that in the beginnings of Palmer pigweed resistance right now. And I'm from an area that is one of our dominant weeds is Palmer pigweed. And if we get true resistance like some of the slides and pictures that I've seen out of Georgia, we will be out of the cotton business. We may be out of the soybean business also if we lose what we have and Palmer becomes a problem like we've seen. Our ALS chemistry will not work, so that's already chemistry that's gone by the wayside. The only product that we have right now is basically Roundup and any residual that we can put down. We've learned to control our resistant weeds that we have so far, but that challenge is getting bigger and bigger every year. With as few products as we have, it's always a challenge. And with the amount of AI that we're allowed to use, and with the species becoming more and more resistant, that challenge is growing at a rapid pace every year. Got a lot of growers wondering what price do we quit spending for technology? Well, one, the varieties are not there for a grower to have another option. The other option there, and probably one of the biggest one, is a drift concern. I believe our growers are more concerned about not having a glyphosate or Roundup ready crop because of a resistance issue or for a drift issue than they are from a resistance issue, especially on our crops like corn. Most of our growers, they're all going with our Roundup ready crops. They still feel that technology is a value today, but I think we're getting very, very close to that to them feeling that value is not there anymore, especially if tech fees continue to increase. Most growers do not understand the difference between tolerance and resistant. If you tell a grower, and I hear this all the time in meetings, if you tell a grower that a specific weed is tolerant, he just assumes that glyphosate is still going to kill that weed. It may be 32 ounces, it may be 42 ounces, and that goes back to that old theory, just put more Roundup in the tank. We've heard that for years and years and years. But I think there needs to be some type of education to the growers to make them understand that tolerance is a lot closer to resistance than it is to control. They also feel like that tolerance is going to be controlled at a normal label rate, and for the most part, that is not true. At what point is residuals put back into cropping systems? For the most part, we have tried to get residuals back into the cropping systems with the mare's tail. We're doing it on the front end. With the pigweed concerns, we're doing it early season and at lay-by now. We've got probably more fall applications and winter applications going out now than we ever have because of the pigweed concerns and because of our mare's tail. Some growers understand the use of residuals and their importance. Other growers don't. They're still on the glyphosate, and it's take what we got to harvest. Our major problems with our weed species right now is we really don't have the products available that we need to use. Most of our chemistry is some of our older chemistry that we've kind of gone back to. It's not a problem everywhere. Weed resistance is not a problem everywhere, even in the Mid-South. And until it becomes a problem throughout the whole Mid-South or throughout the whole Cotton Belt, until everybody gets on board, then there's probably just going to be areas that's going to be really targeted, and those areas be some noise made. A lot of growers still think that it's not my problem yet. Until it is my problem, I don't have to deal with it. That's their prerogative. We're doing all we can do to educate them on that, but I think as time goes by and resistance becomes more of a problem, those land values are probably going to decrease, and some of those rent contracts may come down because of that. But for the most part, a lot of growers still think that the only thing that you need in a tank is more Roundup. The other thing they think is somebody's always going to be out there with some new chemistry or some new product to come along the lines before it gets really bad. And we're trying to make them understand that's not true. We don't see anything in the pipeline. And I think this resistance problem, I think we've got this snowball rolling, and I think it's rolling down the hill at a very rapid pace right now. I know some of the reports out of Georgia on the Palmer pig, we thought it would be statewide in 10 years. The reports I have now is that's statewide in 3 years. And I think we're well on that pace, especially Northeast Arkansas. And I know we've got guys in Tennessee and our guys in Arkansas and our extension agents, and we're doing everything we can to promote the use of our residuals and our chemistries, to do everything we can to try to detour this resistance problem that we have right now and to keep it from getting, I guess, any worse than what it already is. And with that, I'll leave it to these guys and listen to hear what y'all have to say.